Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chaf Vav Omer Aleph. And we are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah. We just began Simin Shin Tes Zayin in yesterday's share, and we begin at the very top of the Omer with Sif Beis. We're dealing here with trapping animals on Shabbos. And the Mechaber starts off Sif Beis. Hatzod Tzvi Yoshein Osuma. If a person traps a deer that is either sleeping or it's blind. So the issue over here is, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Vav, Hu Adin Shar Minim, this would be true for any other animal. We just gave a deer here as a very common practice. And this is brought down, Kein Kosav El Yerabba. However, he says, look in the Bir Halacha. If you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibur Amaschal Atzot Tzvi, he tells you the El Yerabba says that the same din applies to any other animal. And this is Mashma from the Rambam and the Smag, the Sefer Mitzvot Gedolos, that also list this just Stam over here, the Yoshein Osuma Chayev. They don't specifically list that it's talking about a deer. So deer is just a paradigm here of animals that could be trapped. However, the Chavetz Chaim says over here, Vitzaruch Iyeng Tzas, maybe this isn't the same exact halacha for all animals, because he brings down a Gemara that says, Chagovim, there is type of locust over here that during the time when the tal is coming down, the dew is coming down, a person who traps them is actually potter. And Rashi explains over there because their eyes are essentially blind during this period of time and they're considered as if they're already trapped. So therefore, the Chavetz Chaim brings down, it's not clear that this is really talking about all animals. In any event, the Stam position over here is that this is talking about all animals. And if one traps them over here, if they're sleeping or blind, it's still considered trapping chayiv. The Mishnah Berurah explains as if cut in Zayin, Dahani darkon lehishomet kishemar gishin yad odom. Because even these sleeping or blind animals, if they sense a person is coming near them, they will wake up and run away. And therefore, if you actually capture them and trap them, that is considered real trapping d'oraisa, as opposed to masha'ein kein b'chiger u'dechavose. As we're going to learn in a second, an animal that is physically unable to move about, it's lame in some way, or it just can't move for whatever the reason, she'ein yecholim lishomit, they can't escape you, that is not considered d'oraisa trapping. And even if it can move a little bit, nevertheless, akoponim, hare yochol lagio b'shchia achas. You can certainly grab it in one fell swoop, in one run, and therefore, alken chashiv ve'kin itzodim. And they are halachically already considered trapped, v'om them and standing where they are, and therefore there is no trapping d'oraisa in that situation. The issue foot number 9 brings down, u'balichayim asher eino nishmotim b'sho shem yishenim. If an animal is sleeping and it won't sense you, it won't run away, elin itvasim yad, you can grab it right away. So then, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, shlo nesa l'tzudim b'shinosim elin d'rabbanim. Then it's not a nisa d'raisa to capture them in their sleep, but it is still a nisa d'rabbanim. So the Mechaber's first statement over here is telling us that an animal that can get away, even though right now it's sleeping or it's blind, but it will run away. If you come near it, it will sense you. So then if you do capture it, then that's trapping an Issa D'Oraisa on Shabbos. However, as opposed to, the Mechaber says, Chiger, if an animal is lame, it really can't run away from you. Ocholo, or it's very sick and weak, and it really can't run away from you. Then, or if it's a Zokin, if it's an older animal and it can't run away from you, so then, potter, one is not chayiv midoraisa for trapping such animals, they're somewhat considered trapped already, nevertheless, it's also midorabanan, potter alvel also. The Mishnah Berurah explains the chola over here, or the zokain, in siv katan ches, v'uhadin katan, the same thing would apply for a baby animal, a very young animal, and this is brought down in the name of the Rambam, and this is also found in Yerushalmi, the chenis of Yerushalmi. What is the definition of a katan? The katan, mikri kodim shor choloritz, the animal is so young that it can't run yet. This is the opinion that's brought down, ken kosav imiri. This is the Miri's definition of it's so young that it can't run away from you. So in all of these situations, it's not a Nisa D'Oraisa, but it's Potter Aval Oster. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Tes explains Aval Oster, as I just said. It still is forbidden to do so. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah continues, V'alkein, kishemotze lefomim arneves chola munachas aladerech. If a person should chance upon a sick rabbit that's on the road, one might think that you're allowed to go and take it. Even though it can't move from its spot, it's sick, and therefore you're not really over in Issa D'Oraisa. Nevertheless, also, likachoso, it's forbidden for you to take it over there because it's in Issa D'Rabbanan, exactly like we just explained in the Mechaber. However, there are those that say that this is actually an Issa D'Oraisa for this sick Arnevis over here. And he says, look in the Bir Halacha, I'm in the Bir Halacha for the difference over here between these opinions. And if you look at this long Bir Halacha, so he basically explains that there's different types of sicknesses, and therefore, according to some, certain types of sicknesses are D'Oraisa, other types of sicknesses are the Rabbanan, and vice versa. So I'm in this Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Ochola, if you wish to see these specific details. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out, whether you want to say it's an Issa D'Oraisa, an Issa D'Rabbanan, to take this rabbit, in any event, ubelav hoch, even if it wasn't an Issa of trapping at all. Also, likachos so mishum muktzah. One isn't allowed to take it because it's an animal. And animals are muktzah on Shabbos. The issue footnote 10 brings down over here, ulahotzi kinim ibigdov ulizrokan, to go and pick lice off your garment and to throw them away on Shabbos. So Shulchan Aruch is going to say that that's mutter in siftes. How come that is so? Because such small animals like the lice over here, ein bekach isu tzeda, mishum kal litvosan. These aren't considered trapping because it's so easy to get them. You just have to find them. The hard part is finding them, but there is no din of trapping them over here. The Karen Ora brings an additional reason, and he writes, Shekol bal chayim she'en bo isur netilas neshama, any animal for which there is no capital crime in killing that animal, there's no crime of netilas neshama, of taking its life, there is also ein bo isur tzeda. And this is also the opinion of the Shelos HaTshuvos Avni Nezer. Others disagree, however. The Rabbeinu Yerucham says, trapping various types of worms and the chalazon are also on Shabbos, because even though they go very, very slowly and they're very, very easy to capture, nevertheless, it is forbidden to do so. And Rav Nissen Karlo Shlita says the same thing, Yochayavim on their tzeda, because Shezehu Kocho, Kishenitvas, Mitztamtzemes, Cheruto. You're stopping their freedom. And this is also the opinion of Vayashiv, Sha'asa Litfalso. Rav Ozan Zatzal brings down that to trap a turtle, which moves very, very slowly, he says that is also similar to a Chiger, it may not be an Issur D'oraisa, but is an Issur D'rabbanan. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah hamishase kelev, if you sick a dog, if you go and urge a dog to go and get somebody, some animal, so hamishase kelev achar chaya b'Shabbos, if you go make the dog go and attack an animal on Shabbos and capture an animal for you on Shabbos, hevet seida. The Ramah says this is trapping, and this is brought down in the name of the Kolbo. The Mishpur explains in Sivkot and Yud, Hainu, im lo osa bi'atzmu ma'isekla, you did nothing other than say sikkim fido. You just urged the dog to run, and the dog ran on its own and grabbed the animal. That would only be an issa midrabbanan. But if you did some sort of a physical action yourself, not just sicking the dog on him. For example, the deer is running away from the dog, and it's tired out. And now you're running after the deer, and because you're running after the deer, you corner the deer somewhat, and it runs back towards the dog, and now the dog's able to get it, then then that's a real issa d'oraisa for you to trap. Even if you just stand there, and you cause it to get confused, until the dog's able to grab it, that still is called that you're doing an action, that is considered maybe not an av, but it's a told at least of tzeda, and you would in fact be chayv for that midaraisa. This is in fact the way trappers work. They go and help the dogs, and the dogs do the real work, but they're doing some work, and therefore that's an issur deraisa. The issue foot number 12 brings down from Ravaza Zatzal that the issur deraisa as an av malach is when you use your hands, but this is only an issur told over here, albeit still an issur deraisa if you're not actually using your hands. The issue foot number 11 brings down, why is this not considered a problem of mechamer, of your leading the animal to do something? And he brings several technical reasons why this isn't considered mechamer, including that you're not actually leading the dog to do something, you're just causing the dog to do an action, which then the dog is doing on its own, going and capturing the animal. And therefore, ein hapula misyacheses elo odom. So you're actually not trapping the animal, you're causing the dog to go chase it, and then the dog traps the animal. The Shevet Alevi Zatzal brings down further, it's only when you're actually doing something together with the dog. Here you sick the dog and then the dog does the work. That's not considered mechamer. Another reason is brought down from the Avnei Nezer. Why, if sicking the dog is not considered mechamer, leading the animal? Because he says, that when you're dealing with mechamer, the animal is being led, and it's carrying the item on its back, so you're vadai causing the animal to go do the melacha. As opposed to over here, you may say the dog sick and go catch that animal, but the dog may not be able to do so, so therefore it's not considered that you're directly causing the action. He brings down, in addition, there's another problem, the Avnei Nezer says, of possibly over here, shvisas behemto, that you're not letting your dog rest on Shabbos. However, the Shevet Alevi disagrees, and he says the animal is doing it for its own benefit, and there's no problem in this situation of shvisas behemto. He points out there's absolutely no reason that you have to keep your dog enclosed, that it shouldn't go chase animals on its own. In the Chofetz Chaim's Bir Halacha, Dibra Masel Hevei Tzeda, he points out, look in the Mogen Avraham, he writes, Kavonis Harama over here is Rakli Yisura Bi'alma. And this is based upon the Kolbo. That this is really, when he says Hevi Tzeda, is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. Because you, in fact, did not do an actual Maisa. However, many Achronim, the Chofetz Chaim writes, Vachronim tamu alav. They don't understand this. Because we don't find, lo matzinim b'simen zeh, in this entire simen, we don't find this lashon over here where it says, Hevei Tzeida, that it should be talking about Edin d'Rabbanon. It normally means, an Issa d'Araisa. And therefore, these Achronim say, Elavade da kavana l'chiyuva, when the Ramah writes over here that there is an Isser of Tzeida, he's talking about an Isser of Tzeida d'Araisa. And therefore, he's talking about that the person did some sort of a Maisa in order to make this an Isser d'Araisa. And then the Ramah continues and he writes, V'yeshomim de'af b'chol osur lotzud b'klovim. There are those that actually suggest that, never mind, on Shabbos you're not allowed to do this, on a weekday you're not allowed to use dogs to go and trap animals as well. This is an improper way for a person to conduct himself. This is a moshav leitzim. You're sitting over here with people that aren't Yari Shemayim, and a person shouldn't engage in such activities. Brought down the name of the Rishon, the Or Zarua. The Mishnah Brura in Sivkot Nirav explains further. He brings down from the Dogel Mirvava that such a person who engages in such activities of using dogs to trap animals for his own pleasure, so this is such a person will not be zoche to the enjoyment of eating the levyoson, the simchas levyoson, in the olam haba. And he says further, ayin the prima godim masher kozav zeh. And in the issue footnote number 13, he brings down that the Eishel Avraham, the prima godim, writes this is specifically only referring to a situation where the person is going to use the dogs to capture animals for pure enjoyment, for play, for mischak, just to have a good time. However, if he's a trapper, and that's how he makes his living, then it is permissible for a person to go be a trapper and use dogs to go and capture animals for him. And he says, a very, very famous tshuva from the Noda Behuda about whether a Jewish person is allowed to go engage in trapping animals, hunting animals for pleasure. And he brings down, it's not a Yiddish way of life to go and trap animals and shoot animals. However, if he's doing it for parnasa purposes, or he's a guard of some sort to protect the people from wild animals, so then that is permissible for parnasa purposes. Let us go now to Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Kol shebimino nitzod chayav alav. If that type of an animal that you're going and trapping now is normally the type of animal that is trapped, so then there's an issur d'oraisa of trapping such an animal on Shabbos. However, ein bimino nitzod, if that type of an animal is normally not trapped, so then it is only rabbinically forbidden to trap such an animal on Shabbos, potter avol osur. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Beis, v'afilu mihu tzodin leizet tzorech, even though you're trapping it now for a specific purpose, even though other people normally don't trap it. Nevertheless, gamkein lo choshiv tzeda, it's not called trapping in this situation if most people don't trap this animal, at least it's not called trapping on a daraisa level, it is only osur midrabbanan. The issue foot number 14 brings down the reason why this is so. He brings down from the Avni Nezer, Shekivin Shebitzida Lo Nasa Shinu Begufachayet. By trapping it, you're not making any actual change in the body of this animal. And therefore, the yisod of the malacha is Masha Chaya Nasis Bershuso, that you've effectuated that this Chaya is now in your possession, going from being free to in your possession. And therefore, Kishein La'odim Toeles Bechnisas Chaya L'Rishuso. If there's no benefit in doing so, people normally don't trap this animal. Dover She'ein Bemino Nitzad. So then, Nechshav Adover Kilu L'Baklum L'Rishuso. Then, essentially, it's as if nothing has happened. All you've done, essentially, is prevented the animal from going and disturbing you or hurting you in some way. He then also brings down that any sort of trapping that was done for purposes for the Mishkan is also considered trapping L'Halacha. If only the goyim trap such an animal, but the Jewish people do not trap such an animal, so the Ritva brings down shener shavu kedaver shebemino nitzo. That is considered that people trap it, even though Jewish people may not trap it. That is still considered an animal that is trapped, and this is also the opinion of Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita and Rav Nissen Karolitz Shlita. He then brings down a very interesting question: is there a concept of trapping by a human being? So the Ramah in Simon Shin Lametes tells us shelo nasa litvos adam lachniso lebeis asoar. The only problem in capturing a human being and throwing him into jail on Shabbos is the problem of judging on Shabbos, but it's not a problem of tzedah, of capturing a live thing on Shabbos. And he adds from the Mishnah Berurah over there that if a person's trying to run away and leave his wife to be an aguna, you'd be allowed to capture him on Shabbos and lock him up. Now we continue with the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, therefore, as a result of what we just learned, that only animals that are normally captured on Shabbos, there's an Issa D'Raisa. Animals that are not normally captured, there's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. Hilchach, therefore, based upon this, Zvuvim, various flies, Afal pi she'enam b'mina nitzod, osu litzodan. Therefore, these flies, which normally aren't captured for the benefit of having flies, so therefore it's a min she'eino nitzod, it would be, however, forbidden midrabbanan to go and capture them on Shabbos. And he brings down the Mishnah Berurah of Sivkot Yud Gimel. Udvorim, what about bees? So it's mashma from the Beis Yosef, to who b'chal dover shebimino nitzod. Bees are, in fact, a type of creature that is captured. However, many poskim disagree with the Beis Yosef. Avoshari poskim pligele, they argue with him, and this is also the opinion of Vilna Gaon, v'chei mashem me'agro siv katan vav, and the reasoning for that is brought down in Dershufot number 15, she'ein hadvorim nechshavus dover shebinonitza, because they don't consider bees something that normally is captured, even though there is a tendency to capture them and use them for their honey, but nevertheless, in the way that they're captured, you want to let them go free. And therefore, since they're really benefiting you by being going in free and pollinating, so that's not considered necessarily that they're being captured in and of themselves. I mean, in Dershavut number 15, for the full depth of this explanation. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'chagavim torim, kosher grasshoppers. Surprisingly, grasshoppers of a certain type are kosher, albeit the minhag of most Ashkenazim is not to eat them. There are those in the Eidos HaMizrach that do still have a Kabbalah Mesorah as to which grasshoppers are actually kosher, and they do eat them. So kosher grasshoppers, so Ladas Rashi, Udover Shebiminonitza. According to Rashi, this is something that species is considered captured, and therefore that would be an Issa Deraisa to capture them. V'arambam ein sover kein. However, the Rambam doesn't agree with this opinion. Dershavut number 16 explains that the Rambam's opinion is Einam nechshavim kidover shebino nitzod. So Rav Nissen Karolus explains why the Rambam holds like that. Mipnei she'ein derech litzodom ula'achar mikain lohorgom. Because you don't capture them and then subsequently kill them, but you kill them at the same time that you're capturing them. And that's a very interesting question. If you're killing an animal at the time that you're, quote, capturing it, that's not considered tseida. That is considered a separate action of killing the animal, which may or may not be permissible depending on the situation. And indeed, many hold this lamaisa. Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down Shazorik Chetz al Balchayim Vahargo. If you shoot an arrow at a living animal and you kill it, Al Isser Tzeda Eno Over, you're not over the Isser Tzeda, Mipnei Shaidei Maisez Ehal Balchayim Eno Nechshav Kinitzad Kivin Shemes. It's not considered that if it's captured because it's killed. Others, however, disagree. See the rest of Dershavut number 16 for these details. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'dogim, fish, hu b'chlal dover shevino nitzah. Fish are considered a species of animal that is considered captured, and therefore, the Achronim say, one would be over in Issa Deraisa over here if one were to trap fish on Shabbos. And this is brought down in the name of various Achronim, and with this we'll conclude today's shiur.